Paint a picture of peace. Seems like a tall order for some, but over 6,500 children and young adults from around the world put on their painting cap, took the challenge, and submitted their entries to the Art for Peace contest. Haruka Shoji, a 17-year-old Japanese artist from New Jersey, United States, won the contest in her age group and was presented a certificate and check by UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon.
Her beautiful painting is called Someday. We see a young woman looking into the distance to a better future. Haruka said, I quote, maybe it is your child or your grandchild or a much later generation who says bye to nuclear weapons. Miss Shoji, you have enormous artistic talent, but I'm even more impressed by your vision and your idealism. I promise I will do everything possible to make your beautiful painting a vision of the present, not the future, so that you can be the one waving bye to nuclear weapons and entering a safer world.
Mr. Ban says the message of peace from the contestants inspires him to fight even harder for a safer world.
They inspire me to keep insisting that spending on education and healthcare is much more valuable than spending on tanks and missiles. They inspire me to keep demanding that everyone work for a world free of nuclear weapons. I hope that leaders around the world hear this message. I hope they stop to consider what young people have told us through this contest.
Japan's ambassador Chuneo Nishida said the artwork demonstrated the creativity and imagination of our youth to educate current and future generations on the importance of disarmament and non-proliferation.
The winning piece by Ms. Haruka Shoji captures the promise of a bright future if we can achieve peace. Ms. Ai Yamanaka of Hiroshima, Japan, who took second prize, shows our future in a different light where bombs and weapons are no longer used and have become part of nature, the title of her piece. As a fellow Japanese citizen, I am so honored to see such creative art celebrated today at the United Nations, where we are together to achieve world peace.
Haruka Shoji, the winner, is optimistic.
I hope that my artwork and other artworks from all the young artists from all over the world will give message to all around the world and be a help for the peace.
Haruka's painting is presented to the permanent mission of Japan. Bang Poblete Enriquez, United Nations.